keep yourself in the loop of everything football. Listen to Alex and Jeremiah on the Golden State Media Concepts Football Podcast.
Hello there, I'm Jeremiah.
I am Alex, always and forever here.
Dedicated to college and NFL football. The latest football news on and off the field. NFL draft trade rumors. We've got you covered from the NFL, Big Ten, SEC, Big 12, Pac-12, ACC, and everything else in between. Listen to the Golden State Media Concepts Football Podcast.
Thank you for tuning in to the Golden State Media Concepts Football Podcast, where we discuss the latest news, rumors, and games of the NFL and college football. To the latest signings, to this year's breakout stars, and all the news in between. As always, I'm Alex.
And I am the other host, Jeremiah.
Okay. That was weird.
Well, how was it weird?
I was trying to do the dramatic pause. You're trying to do my dramatic pauses?
Yeah.
You know, you like them. We got a full show ahead of us.
I'm not going to lie. I'm starting to get used to him now.
Yeah, because you can tell. Like, you used to think I was stopping, like, in the middle of a sentence.
And you'd go say something, and I would go,
and then he's, and I would just start talking again.
Yeah, it would kind of annoy me. I'm like, really?
It's honestly not dramatic. It's so I can get my thoughts in place.
Yeah, you know? I know.
And sometimes.
I know.
This time of year, it's my allergies. Yeah. So sometimes I'm pausing, and I'm literally going, you know, I'm dying over here. So it helps. But we do have a full show for you guys today. We're previewing tonight's football games, that being the New York Jets taking on division rival Buffalo Bills and number 6 Houston taking on the Cincinnati Bearcats. Those are the two games we are previewing today. What other news do we have for them today, Jeremy?
We are also going to do the final drive.
I'm not repeating it that way.
Yeah.
We're doing the final drive, which we previewed earlier this week. The final drive is one of our segments in which we go over, you know, some of the news that we missed through the week. You know, we do kind of Sunday recap on Monday with the preview of the games that night. Tuesday is a recap of the game and kind of, you know, a recap of that week of football injuries, news, so on and so forth.
Tuesday's mostly about the Monday night game.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of news
that really officially came out after the week of football.
Yeah, and then Wednesday is more the Wacky Wednesday shows.
Yeah, Wild Left Wednesday, Wacky Wednesday, For Real.
For Real?
Thursday night, that was a fun show. Yeah,
Thursday night
we preview the Thursday night game, and then we kind of just talk about the stuff we missed.
Yeah, on the final drive.
Final drive. So.
And Friday, Alex is not here. So.
Nope.
Yeah, that doesn't apply to him.
No, it doesn't apply to me at all. Yeah. So don't tell me about it, so I never have to know.
You don't even listen to the Friday show?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, anyways, let's get this show started.
Okay.
Okay.
So let's start with the New York Jets taking on Buffalo Bills. They are both one loss in the loss column, 0-1 each, having lost for the Jets to the Bengals, 23-22, and 13-7 loss for the Buffalo Bills against the Baltimore Ravens. Neither of these teams looked amazing, but do you know a fun fact that's not so fun for the Buffalo Bills? They, not the Rams, were responsible for the lowest total yardage by an offense this week in week one.
The Buffalo Bills were
170, hold on, let me get the number, 176. The Rams had 190 something, like 8 or something, 198. But yes, 176 week one low, responsible for that total was the Buffalo Bills.
But
what?
The Bills defense only allowed 13 points.
They did. They only allowed 13 points. They allowed 341 yards, but only 83 on the ground. I mean, the Jets did a little better in that aspect, 57 against the Bengals. But the Bills defense was the higher point for them, surprisingly, after an offseason in which a lot of defensive guys got hurt or suspended. Or left via free agency. The defense did play well. Again, 13 points. I mean, the Ravens offense didn't exactly click on all cylinders, but they did play well. So that's a high point. Now, the Jets, I mean, they scored 22 points. Fitzpatrick played well week one for the most part. You know, he had 189 yards passing, 2 touchdowns. Not amazing. Forte was good in his first game as a Jet, at least in the regular season, 22 carries, 96 yards. He's also the leading receiver of 59 yards, but do you really want your running back to be your leading receiver? I don't know. But again, their offense did better than the Bills. So it's really going to come down to whose offense is going to play better against pretty similar defenses, I suppose. You know?
Yeah, and I expect this game to be pretty much low scoring. Pretty much.
Okay.
Because, you know, Tyrod Taylor, he didn't show that explosiveness like he did last year, last week. But then again, this is only week one. So it's not time to overreact on Tyrod Taylor.
No.
I expect him to have a bounce back game, but I don't expect him to light it up either. He did take care of the football. He didn't have an interception.
Mm-mm.
And, you know, I expect LeSean McCoy to have a kind of a similar game, but more, with more yardage on the ground. Sammy Watkins is playing. He said he wants to play, and he is listed as questionable.
As early as today.
But recently as today. He probably will play.
I believe he will.
But Watkins, I probably see him having similar production as last year. You know, he's going to draw a lot of targets.
Yeah.
But he is playing a good defense.
Mm-hmm.
So I expect a similar game.
Well, my question
from last
to
week
you
to,
is.
From Watkins?
Yeah, well, my question to you is the first time they played last year, Revis kind of handled that game.
Yeah.
The second time, Watkins got some space on Revis and played well. So this is the third time they're going to play one another. The Bills swept this series last year, as a matter of fact, so that you know that. But coming off a week in which Revis followed A.J. Green around, and no offense to Sammy Watkins, but he's no A.J. Green.
No.
And had an off week against their number one receiver. What do you see Watkins doing this week against
Well, it's because I see Revis having a bounce back game, too, because he got torched by A.J. Green.
A.J. Green's good, man. I think Revis is good, and he's always had good technique. That's what's made him so good, and he's always an amazing athlete. But he is getting older now, and A.J. Green is entering the prime of his career. He's not even in it yet, you know? I've said this before on the show. Typically, men's athletic primes start around 30. That's when your body is fully, like, you're used to the size you've been for a while. You know, you're not like, oh, my arms are too long for my body. It's only been a couple months that I've been this tall, kind of thing like that. You know, you're in your prime in that sense. And he's still young, you know, so he's entering his prime. Unfortunately for Revis, he's starting to leave that. And it just makes sense to me in that aspect, you know what I mean? But Revis still technically in the I'm struggling to phrase this right. In the technical standpoint of the way he plays, he still is very good, you know what I mean? For what he makes up, it's like Peyton Manning. You know, Peyton Manning lost arm strength, but he always had timing. It would made up for it, you know? You have to change your game a bit, and I think that's why he struggled last week. A.J. Green is that good, and he's just entering all the possibilities. So, same thing with Sammy. I mean, again, Sammy, no offense to him, he's no A.J. Green, though.
You know what I mean? Yeah, he's not A.J. Green. I'm not going to say that Watkins is going to I'm not going to say he's not going to be that good because he still has that potential.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Watkins has struggled with injuries since he entered the league 2 years ago. But anyways, yeah, I do expect Watkins to have similar production because I think Revis is going to have a bounce back game. You know, because A.J. Green is not as good as Watkins as we just talked about. And
You mean the other way around? Watkins isn't as good as A.J.?
Yeah, there you go. My bad.
A.J. Green sucks.
No, and then I actually like what I saw from Matt Forte.
He looked good.
I didn't expect him to, you know, be really productive because he's older now. He's getting he's 30, 31 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And he's still showing he has it. If he stays healthy, he's going to be huge for the Jets.
He had a little bit of a break year, I suppose, last year, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, he was responsible for over 100 yards of their offense alone. You know what I mean? He played really well, in my opinion.
Especially when the offense that has Eric Decker and Brandon Marshall, you know, who
and Fitzmagic,
you know, the receivers, you know, they both had 1,000-yard seasons receiving last year, and then Fitzpatrick, you know, he's still Fitzmagic, you know. But yeah, sure. I expect this to be a smash mouth football game, and you know, I expect both defenses to come out strong, and none of these teams can afford to start 0-2.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
But one of them is.
I think we can both agree that we thought both of these teams could possibly contend for a wild card spot.
Yep.
You know, about a few months ago. And I still think so, too. I still think both these teams have enough talent to contend for the playoffs.
I agree.
So that's why this game's so important. And I think this is kind of a must-win game for Rex Ryan also.
You think?
In a way, yeah. Because if he doesn't – I think if he doesn't make the playoffs, I don't know. I think he might be on the hot seat.
I think he will be on the hot seat. I don't know if he'll get fired this year if he
doesn't make the playoffs. No, he won't get fired this year, but I'm telling you right now.
Sorry, that talk.
But it'll start that talk, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I get what you mean. I think it's a must-win for both of them only because it's a division game. You know, you don't want to start 0-2, but – in the sense of a week two game, you know. I mean, every game is, in a sense, a must-win when you want to play at a certain level. But, you know, I think you know, it's more so you want to win it. You know, it's not a need to win. You know, you're not in desperate need of a win. It is week two, but, of course, they want to win. You know, the Jets playing one of the rivals, same thing with the Bills, let alone, you know, Rex's old team and so on and so forth. So, if you look at it that way, who do you have winning this game?
Who do I have winning? I think I'm going to go with the Jets, man. Because one reason, I have the Jets defense on my fantasy team. But the second reason is I just think, you know, the offense just has more weapons than the Bills offense does. And nothing against Tyrell Taylor. I just don't see him. You know, he struggled last week against, you know, kind of a – I wouldn't say mediocre, but like a pretty solid defense. But
it's a little bit better than
average. A little bit better than they were last year.
Oh, yeah. They got pieces
back.
And
then the Jets, they had 7 sacks last week.
They did. That was
seven
insane. Yeah.
7 sacks against the Bengals. So that's why I think Tyrell Taylor is going to have a tough time. And I expect the Jets to come out because of their defense.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So to keep things interesting, then I'll go with the Bills.
You can go with the Bills?
Only because I'm close you know, with it. And just to keep it fun between us, I'll go Bills.
Okay. Oh, some opposition here. Yeah. Okay.
I think the Bills definitely need a bounce back game in terms of
both
their
of
offense.
Both these teams need a bounce back game.
In terms of their offense, though. I mean, the Jets at least had success on offense last week. I think Tyrod needs to have a game like he had against them both times for the most part last year. And he needs to get his offensive pieces in the game, you know. He needs to get them involved. And I think if they can do that, then they can be talking a win here, you know. As it stands currently, it's 63.2% win probability on ESPN for the Bills.
No, I have seen 36.5. I have seen that, yeah.
And don't forget, this is the first time ever in the history of the universe that a Thursday night NFL game is being streamed live on Twitter.
Oh, yes. Yes. Don't forget about that, people.
Yes. And, and YouTube.
Twitter's changing the game.
Isn't it one other place, too?
It's on
YouTube or something.
I don't know about YouTube. I think it's on CBS.
NFL.com maybe.
Maybe.
Because it's like the first 8 weeks or whatever they do the NFL Network and CBS.
Yeah, they do it on like two channels.
And then they just do NFL they screw the rest of the people for the second half of the, you know, for those people who don't have NFL Network.
No, I think later on this season, I think they have a couple games on NBC.
I think so. I think at least they did last year, but. Yeah. Throughout the first half, they do NFL Network and CBS, and they straight cut it off. CBS. Yeah. I remember because I was working when I still worked at Sports Authority, and we had a TV in the back, but it only got like the most local of channels, you know. So I was like, oh, you know, whenever it was Thursday, I was like, yeah, CBS, you know, and they took it off, and I was like,
come on, NFL,
yeah,
come on, NFL,
son.
You know what they should do? I think they should put Monday Night Football back on national television
instead of ESPN. Like when it used to be on ABC, and then literally there was a whole...
Like when Monday Night Football actually meant something.
Yeah, and they had the docket of NBC, ABC, and CBS all having games.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now Fox. Yeah, you know, I don't know. It's because it's owned by ESPN.
Well, I know that, but come on. Oh, anyway.
Also, one more thing. I think tonight's the first Color Rush game.
Yes, I think we established that.
But I think because they have the same exact jerseys they did last year. Is one of the teams not wearing one of them?
Probably not. Remember,
that was the biggest issue. That game was the issue.
This was the game last year that was the biggest issue.
Is the red and the green?
Yeah,
they look like. So first off,
one of them was probably going to wear a white.
Yeah, I don't know. What's better, the fact that we had to sit through a game that looked like Christmas, or the fact that people who unfortunately are colorblind couldn't tell the difference between these teams? You know, like which would you rather have? Obviously, I mean, not literally, but. Like, that game was ugly from the get-go. Like, I don't want two teams with bright-colored jerseys facing off against one another, especially red and green.
I know,
ones.
Looking like Fruity Pebbles and all that.
Yeah, especially in September or whatever month it was last year.
I'm like, is that the Bills or the Jets? Is that John Cena? I can't tell.
John Cena. Oh, Lord. Okay, let's take our first break. We'll come back, and we're going to preview college football tonight. It's going to be, man, it's going to be tough to watch both of these games, seeing as they start literally at the same time, roughly. This game starts 5:25 Pacific Standard Time, so that'll be 8:25 there for you on the East Coast fans. But the game we're going to preview between Houston and Cincinnati starts at 5.
Yeah.
8 Eastern. So it's going to be tough if you want to watch both. Hopefully one of them sucks, and you can just, like, hopefully Houston starts blowing out.
Which I kind of think will happen. But we'll discuss that when we get to it.
Yeah. So we'll take a break real quick. Be right back here at the Golden State Media Concepts Football Podcast.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
We're back here at the Golden State Media Concepts Football Podcast. So, I messed up. It doesn't start at 5.
Yes, Houston you did. You did. You messed up.
The game starts at 4:30. So, Houston takes on Cincinnati at 4:30 Pacific Standard Time. That is 7:30 on the East Coast. It's on ESPN. So.
Yeah, so you can watch the start of the game.
And then switch over in a little bit under an hour, about 55 minutes.
Yeah,
you can switch over
to the good game. You guys get a chance to see Houston score 21 points on the Bearcats before you can switch on Thursday Night Football.
I was like, what are you talking about? I'm going to score 21 points? I get what you mean. Yeah. Well, let's preview this show. What do you got for me?
Did you say let's preview this show?
Let's preview this game. Let's do that.
Okay, well, both of these teams, the Houston Cougars and the Cincinnati Bearcats, are 2-0. But, of course, Houston defeated Oklahoma to start the season, which was a little bit of a big deal. Yeah, it's kind of a big deal. You know, Oklahoma was a third-ranked team at the time. And Houston didn't play with Greg Ward. I don't know why I couldn't say his name.
Junior.
They did not play with their star quarterback last week due to a shoulder injury.
Mm-hmm.
But they did win 42-0.
Yeah, they had a pretty big win in terms of a easy win, I suppose.
And the Cincinnati Bearcats also are 2-0.
Yes, they are.
With pretty double-digit wins.
Two
double-digit wins. But they didn't really play anybody.
Uh-huh. That's true.
So the Bearcats play the UT Martin Skyhawks.
Yep.
At home to start the season. And they went on the road and defeated Purdue 38-20.
You know who the most, well, as far as I know, the most successful player to come out of Purdue is?
Drew Brees.
Yeah.
I don't know
how many real successful players came out of Purdue.
I don't know. But
Drew Brees did.
I know Purdue because of Drew Brees.
Oh, yeah? Who's the most successful quarterback to come out of Houston?
Kevin Cobb or Case Keenum?
I would say Keenum. I don't know if you could consider Cobb successful.
Yeah, I know.
And, I mean, at least Keenum
really
had the...
Case Keenum. Well, Case Keenum was a stud, too.
He threw 10 touchdowns in one game, man.
Yeah, he was a stud. Unfortunately, he couldn't do that with the Rams on Monday.
Yeah, we'll see if he can throw 10 touchdowns a season.
or at least, I don't know. No. But anyway, let's get going.
Yes.
Honestly, I have used to winning this game. I don't think I should spend too much time, you know, explaining why. But, you know, the competition that Houston faced compared to Cincinnati, pretty good compared to Cincinnati. Yeah. But don't get me wrong, I expect Bearcats to pull up a fight at times, but
yeah.
I don't know. I expect the Cougars to pull away at the end.
Well, you see, the matchup predictor on ESPN, isn't exactly thinking this is going to be a huge blowout. Currently, it's 58-42% in favor of Houston.
That's what I just said. It's probably going to be close, but the Cougars are going to pull away at the end of the game.
I think they're going to pull away, like, always. Like, they're always, like they may score 21, but at no point is it going to be within, like, two touchdowns.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what I mean? The Bearcats, I mean. I just, Houston, like, they don't get the credit, man. Their defense is good. Their offense is good.
It's because of the conference during. That's why I don't get the
It's understandable,
credit, yeah.
You know what I mean? But they've only allowed 11.5 points per game. You know what I mean? They've only allowed 233 yards, and that's in two games. You know what I mean? They've only allowed an average of 42.5 rush yards.
But I'm letting you know right now, if Cincinnati upsets the Cougars' playoff chances are done.
And they're probably out of the...
They're probably, yeah.
They're probably out.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they have to go...
They have to go undefeated.
Yeah. And, I mean, they can do it. We've talked about their schedule before. I mean, you have... Obviously, they faced two tough teams in the beginning. Well, one tough team in the beginning, excuse me, and then Lamar wasn't tough. And they faced Cincinnati, but then they faced Texas State, Connecticut, UConn, you know, Navy, Tulsa, SMU, UCF. Louisville might be a tough matchup if both these teams are still ranked at that point.
I think they will be.
Mm-hmm. And then Memphis
might be, it might be a top five matchup. We don't know by then.
I mean, the biggest thing is, I'm sure you and Ben will talk about tomorrow, the Louisville FSU game Saturday.
Which is game of the week.
Top
for
10,
me.
2 and 10 right there.
Yeah.
Boom.
First top 10 matchup in college football this year. Yep. So
there's a lot of ranked matchups this week.
I think number one, number two, number three ranked teams are all going to be on the road.
Yeah, Bama's playing at Ole Miss, who's number 19 currently, and Oklahoma. Oklahoma, yeah. They're playing at home against Ohio State, who's three. So, yes, you do have that right, sir. You have that right, good sir.
Oh, thank you.
And then
you,
don't forget, what probably is going to be the best matchup between ranked teams, purely because of their how close they are, would be Michigan State and Notre Dame, 12-18.
That's a game that's getting overlooked this weekend. Mm-hmm.
And then also, I think USC and Stanford.
Yeah, I do expect
unranked,
that to be a good
but
game.
It's USC and Stanford, you know. But back to the Houston game. I see Houston winning. Do you have Houston winning?
Yeah, of course I do.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even
after,
know.
After all that,
they're
after
like
all
your,
that,
they're like your little darling of a team, you know.
Dude, I'm wearing a Houston jersey right now.
No, you're not. You don't own a Houston jersey.
You weren't supposed to say that. Okay, well, anyway.
You weren't supposed to look at me like you're trying to tell the truth. Okay, well, let's do this since we both think that they're going to win. Give me an over-under. What do you think they're going to score?
Houston?
What do you think Houston's got?
I say 45.
45?
Over, yeah.
38.
Over or under?
Under.
Okay, so how many points do you expect Cincinnati to score?
One.
1 point?
I can see him getting maybe two touchdowns, three touchdowns,
okay,
maybe.
That's fair.
I understand. I'm always bad at the over-unders. I always just try to guess like a score. I could see Houston putting up 40 again. I could see him putting up like a high 30, you know. I just don't think – it might look close. Like, it could be 38-21, but that looks a lot closer than the game could have been kind of game like that, you know. I could see it being like the Houston-Oklahoma game. That game was closer than it looked.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry. That game score-wise looked closer than it was.
Yeah.
After that kick return, Oklahoma was never in it.
No.
You know, after that, they just
– it literally took all the momentum
from the
seniors.
Yeah, they just looked like they were just
– they couldn't do anything, man. Mm-hmm. They couldn't. And – you know, Oklahoma, they have a big matchup coming up this weekend, and that is a huge game for Oklahoma. That's a must-win game for them, I think.
Oh, if they want to get it back any relevance.
But it's also an important game for Houston also.
Is that right?
Yes, because if Oklahoma competes well against Ohio State, but if strength of schedule, yeah, because that if Oklahoma happens to lose that game by, like, a blowout, that's
like 700-0.
Sure, we'll go with that. Okay. That might not be a quality of a win for Houston, which is weird because, you know, you think of Oklahoma, they're in the Big 12 and all that. So that's also an important game for Houston as well.
Well, yeah, you can look at, like we said, the rest of Houston's schedule isn't very impressive. So
that's not. So that's why that's a big game for Houston also.
I can dig it.
Yeah.
All right, well, we both have them winning. You guys have to talk about it tomorrow.
Yeah, we will.
I'll have to tune in.
Yeah, you will.
Maybe.
Or you can just come by and do the show.
But that would mess up the whole dynamic of you and
Ben. Fine.
No. Okay, so we'll take our last break here. We'll come back, and we're going to do the final drive.
The final drive.
I said that. The final drive. I was expecting you to do it again.
The final drive.
Okay. All right, we'll take our last break. We'll be right back here at the Golden State Media Concepts Football Podcast.
Do you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do? All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
And welcome back to the Golden State Media Concepts Football Podcast. So we're going to do the final drive.
The final drive.
That's Jeremiah. So we're going to do the final drive in which we cover some news that has slipped through the cracks of a pretty, pretty heavy news week. And that's how the show is going to be now, with the NFL in full flight and college football moving as well. So that's what we're going to do. Get over it.
Okay.
Let's start. You want me to start? You want to start?
Yeah.
You start.
You start.
Okay, soldier boy. So it was announced yesterday, the list of first-time finalists for the Hall of Fame, a list that includes a lot of important players. Most notably, LT, LaDainian Tomlinson, is on the list. I think he is definitely going to be a Hall of Famer, in my opinion, first ballot. In my eyes, I think he's on a first ballot. He holds so many records for the running back position.
Yeah, probably one of the best
to ever play the
year
game.
Mm-hmm. For running back ever.
So pretty much the first-year nominees include Brian Dawkins, Derek Mason, Chad Ochocinco-Johnson, Donovan McNabb, LT, obviously. Drew Bledsoe's in there. Doug Flutie's obviously still around, but he's not first ballot. Of the first ballots, Hines Ward, obviously somebody very near and dear to my heart. If you remember Olin Krutz, he was a longtime center in the NFL. Moving down to the defensive backs, Bob Sanders, former safety, won a Super Bowl with the Indianapolis Colts. And again, like I said, Brian Dawkins. Pretty impressive list of names, if you ask me. Pretty impressive first-year ballot guys, you know.
Don't forget, there's also a finalist from last year on the ballot.
Yes, sir.
Like Kurt Warner.
I think he'll get in this year.
I think he will, too. Terrell Davis, Edgerrin James, Terrell Owens.
I think TD, T.O., and Warner get in.
Yeah, I think so, too. And then I think if T.O. doesn't get inducted to the Hall of Fame,
he will. I just think it sometimes takes a while. And actually, too, I don't know if Terrell Davis will get in next year because they don't always do multiples of the same position. And it's hard for me to believe that LT is not in a first ballot Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it is hard. Yeah, that is hard for me, too. It's like, the Damian Thompson had probably the best season ever for a running back in the game. So, of course, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. And Terrell Davis could have had a better career, but he, unfortunately, injuries,
mm-hmm.
Ended.
Forced him out of the game, yeah.
Yeah, and then Terrell Owens deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. I mean, if he doesn't get in, then I don't know if he is. I just don't know what to say about that if he doesn't get in. But I do expect him to get in this year or later in 2016 whenever the inductions are announced.
It'll be next year.
Yeah.
But, it'll be the end of this year is when they get announced, and it'll be up next year, I believe. So.
Okay.
I can see it happening.
Do you have another story? You want me to go?
You go.
Okay.
And I'll come back.
All right. Broncos linebacker, Brandon Marshall.
Yes.
He kneeled during the opening game.
Yeah.
He lost a couple of endorsement deals.
He lost all of them.
But he got offered a new one.
Really?
By Russell Simmons, the hip-hop mogul. Yes. Yes. It's for his rush card, actually, I think.
He got a rush card?
Yeah, the Russell Simmons rush card, yeah. Yeah, and then,
that's interesting.
Also, another thing I want to point out about Brandon Marshall is that he said he was going to donate $300 for each tackle this season. That's huge.
Yeah, I mean, at least it goes farther than some of these guys just, you know, kind of coming out and doing something. At least now they're doing something that's, instead of just taking a knee, you know, they're doing something constructive in that sense too, you know. You are shedding light on it, but at the same time, you know, a lot of people had a problem with Kaepernick's thing because it seemed insincere. You know, all you're doing is taking a knee. What have you done for the issue, you know, at hand? And then he's, you know, talked about donating money and so on and so forth. So then there's some substance to it, you know what I mean? So I'm happy that at least there's that, you know, he's going about it that way.
Yeah, and then don't forget, Brandon Marshall did play in college with Colin Kaepernick in Nevada.
Yes, he did.
Don't forget about that.
Oh, I remember. All right. Oh, I remember. I remember, boy.
And before I throw it back to you, uh-huh. Russell Simmons said on Instagram that he called Brandon Marshall, quote unquote, a great American hero. So
okay, it's going a little far.
Yeah, but those are his words. Those aren't mine. Those aren't his words. Those are his words. Those aren't mine. No, I know. Just letting you know. But
he did like a cool. You know, that's awesome. And that's, I'm not going to get into.
I know. No.
Views of that.
We're not going to get it. We're not going to get into. I just want.
Yeah. No. I mean.
And then the two endorsements that Brandon Marshall lost were from CenturyLink.
Yeah, CenturyLink.
And the Air Academy Credit Union.
And one of them was only like 3 months old too. Like
yeah,
he was fresh.
He barely just got that deal. And
they're like, whoops, never mind. Take backsies.
All right. Yeah, he does have a new endorsement deal with Russell Simmons.
Well, there you go.
All
right, my last one for the day before we get going after yours is Joey Bosa. Joey Bosa obviously had his long holdout. We covered it very much on this show throughout his holdout. Didn't play last week, but they added him to the active roster, so one would assume he would play this week. Well, he is unlikely to play, and week three is also in doubt. Yeah, sadly, they don't know when he will play, you know. He's unlikely to face the Jacksonville Jaguars, and like I said, week three could be in doubt completely.
Yeah, I think, honestly, the Chargers should practically redshirt Joey Bosa this year, you know, because when I don't think Joey Bosa is ever going to get up to the game speed this year anyway. So I honestly think they should just probably practically give him a redshirt year.
Well, it's easier with pass rushers.
Yeah.
Because you can just send him out there and say, okay, go pass rush. But didn't I say that something like this was going to happen? Yeah. Didn't I say he was going to get hurt?
No, we both did. We both did because he just because he missed so much time. And, of course, you know, your body is not going to be in football shape. He did. Joey Bosa did say he kept himself in great physical shape throughout the summer.
There's a difference between that and football shape.
Exactly. So he's not conditioned for, you know, playing football for 60 minutes or playing the game for a less significant amount of time. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I don't see Bosa playing this year because, you know, he just – one, he hasn't adjusted to the game speed because he missed so much time. And two, you know, injuries are probably going to be a concern for the Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you on that aspect. I mean, like you said, we both said it was going to happen. I don't know if he should get redshirted in that sense. You know, eventually he can be productive probably. Like I said, it's easier with pass rushers. But I get where you're coming from with that at least, you know.
Yeah, but if he does get time – you know, playing time this year, it probably won't be to like the end of the season, probably the last few games to get acclimated in the defense and pretty much the game itself.
Gotcha. Okay. All right, let's get your last one. And All right. I have a little thing to say before we leave and we'll be good.
All right. You're probably going to hate me for this last story.
I hate you already, so it's okay.
But guess what? Guess what you guys can do? You can get a custom nameplate on your favorite NFL team jersey with the name Harambe on the back. Yes, right. It is the name Harambe is back in business, folks, according to Fanatics. They temporarily banned the name, but is off the ban list. And you can put Harambe on the back of your favorite NFL team jersey now.
I feel like you could also literally do those jerseys in which you customize them with a name, you know, like you can put your own last name on there and you could do the same thing.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, but they said, because usually, you know, Fanatics has, you know, a list of banned words, you know, that have to do with profanity. But bad words.
Profanity.
There you go. Profanity. which are bad words, and, you know, a lot of slang terms that are kind of, like, inappropriate. So Harambe got added to that list. I don't know why. I think it's because
it became a joke.
It did. It did become a joke for, like, a – because it got, if you guys remember the story, just Google it. I'm not going to get way into it right now. But, yeah, you can – for all you guys that are infatuated with the Harambe memes on the internet, you can now do it.
I mean, if you're into that, sure. If you want to spend money on that jersey, sure.
And they, just to put this in perspective, a couple of athletes have actually had Harambe shirt. Like, I remember New York Mets pitcher Noah Syndergaard
went. I'm not surprised. He's a younger.
He went to the Cincinnati Zoo with the RIP Harambe shirt.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, it actually is pretty funny. But then again, you were at the Cincinnati Zoo when it happened. And the Harambe movement got such a huge social media presence because it got so huge that the Cincinnati Zoo deleted its Twitter.
Yeah, because people kept messaging them. I feel like it got so huge because people just treated it as a joke, though.
It did. It did get treated as a joke. But that's all I want to say. That's all I want to say. If you guys like Harambe, like you guys say you would do on the internet, you can now put it on the back of your NFL team jersey.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Now, the last thing I was going to say is I did see this as we were getting ready to get going. The Jets are skipping Color Rush tonight.
Are they?
So they'll be wearing white, and the Bills will be wearing their all reds, I imagine. Okay.
Which I thought would happen.
Yes,
so,
sir.
Yeah.
So they are skipping.
Skipping.
Just so you know.
Are you skipping the game? Or are they skipping the Color Rush?
We'll see. Color Rush, probably.
We'll see. We'll probably let you guys know about that tomorrow.
Yeah.
If the Jets skip the game as well as the Color Rush.
Yeah. Now, of course, I won't be here to talk about the game tomorrow. It's just Jeremiah and my replacement imposter, Ben. But
he's not an imposter. He's a different person.
Anyways, I'll be back on Monday. So, you know, Jeremiah, since I won't be here tomorrow, why don't you tell them what's on the docket and send us home?
What's on the docket for tomorrow?
Sure, like,
okay, yeah. Okay. Of course, we're going to, you know, recap the Thursday night game tomorrow
morning.
And as well as the Houston and Cincinnati game. And we have a huge week of college football, guys.
Yeah,
Jim, we got a couple of big games coming up on Saturday. And as well, of course, week two of the NFL season, folks. So tomorrow's the biggest show of the week. Biggest show.
Oh, yeah.
It's my favorite show to do. Because you want to know why? Because
I'm not here.
Because Alex is not here.
I knew it. I took the joke from under you. Yeah, and now it doesn't hurt my feelings.
It doesn't even, it's not even funny.
Doesn't
because
hurt
you
as
ruin
much.
It. Yep. But anyways, yeah, that's for tomorrow.
All right. Well, if you miss my voice, you can find me on the GSMC Football Podcast here at Jeremiah on our website, gsmcpodcast.com. You can find us on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and Google Play as well, and YouTube. And Facebook, you can find us at GSMC Football Podcast. You can also find us at the handles GSMC_football on Twitter and Instagram as well. As always, I will see you guys on Monday. Jeremiah will be back tomorrow. I just want to say very nice and slowly catch you on the flippity flip.
Catch you guys on the flippity flip.